I'm Jose Santiago, and I'm 11, and I'm in the fifth grade. My favorite book was either Who Was Neil Armstrong or Abraham Lincoln because of the facts, and I learned a lot.
My name is Michael Ahn, and I am 10, and I'm in fifth grade.
And what was your favorite book for OBOB?
I really liked Greg the Overlander because they're like bats and gigantic cockroaches.
My name is Sam Collier, and I'm 11, and I'm in fifth grade.
And what was your favorite book?
I'm going to say Kenny and the Dragon because it was really funny. I just read them from front to back and did it for a bunch of books, and then I did it over and over. It's really fun and exciting, but it's kind of hard because you have to read the books a lot.
I'm Kelsey Bowles. I'm in third grade, and I'm 9. My favorite book was Waiting for the Magic by Patricia McLaughlin. I liked that book because it had some funny parts and some sad parts, and I studied them by first looking at the ones that I liked and then working to the ones that I didn't really like.
And how were the history books? Were those, did you like those?
Yes, but not really because they had so many facts in them. Every page you could make a question out of it, so it was really hard.
We're speaking with students from Edgewood Elementary in Eugene. They are the new state champions for the Oregon Battle of the Books, or OBOB.
I am Caitlin Bowles, and I am 11 years old. I'm in the fifth grade. My favorite OBOB book was Gregor the Overlander by Suzanne Collins because it had a lot of science fiction and there were 10 feet tall rats.
And how did you prepare for the questions at the competition?
I just read the book front to back, and we got questions for OBOB off the internet.
What did you do on competition day, on game day?
We ran around a lot and had a lot of exercise, and we saw some people that were studying their books and stuff, and they were doing that, and we were just running around and having fun and playing tag, and it ended up that there's a middle school doing the same thing, and they won the state championships too. So we figured that running around and having exercise is way better than just sitting there and studying.
Also, good nutrition is good. Our coach told us to keep hydrated and eat good stuff instead of sugar.
I'm going to do OBOB next year because I like reading the books and really thinking about them. And it's sort of like reading comprehension and not just reading them through very quickly, just actually thinking about the facts. And sometimes you have to read things over again to actually get the purpose. But with regular books, you just want to sort of read it to get to the deciding part. But OBOB books, you just want to read thoroughly and see all the facts.
Do you think it makes you a better writer?
Yes, I think it does because I hear different authors use different expressions that you can use in stories, and it's very good.
For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner at Edgewood Elementary.